It's Rise FM Mid Mornings. Thank you very much for choosing us. It's All Things Book Review, and we speak about something quite interesting today with our author, who now has become an author. Let's just add that she is a full-time healer, a law student, and now a published author, Asanda Dlamini. Welcome to Rise FM.
Greetings to you and your listeners.
Very, very interesting journals that you've written. And I think, you know, just on top of that, you wear so many hats. You're a healer, you're a law student, and now an author. How do these different paths of your identity influence your approach to healing and writing?
I think I've had to take time to actually find myself. That has played a very important role into understanding the type of work that I do and how each layer falls on the other. It's a ripple effect. So it goes back and boils down to understanding who exactly I am. So being a law student, being a healer, working with people, I need to ensure that I balance everything out, actually.
You speak about finding
yourself.
So it goes
back to, understanding who you are and finding yourself.
You speak about finding yourself, which is quite interesting to me, especially as a healer, as a young healer. How has that journey been for you? The journey of, you know, self-awareness, the journey of knowing who you are, because I don't think you can, one, heal yourself and heal other people if you don't know who you are.
Number one, it had to be acknowledging what had happened to you first. You need to acknowledge it, right? And understand the intensity of what had happened to you. So your past, right? You acknowledge it. And then you heal from it. You heal from it. And by so doing, it makes it easier for you to heal other people. So in other words, it has been taba ya hore, I had to experience certain things in my life, even though I didn't understand then. But now I know that I went through that in order to relate to the next person that I need to heal. So healing the next person, healing you, I had to heal myself first.
Let's get into your Isitunya journal. What inspired you to create this guide specifically for those starting their spiritual journey? And how does this journal support them?
All right. So with the line of work that I do, I've come across a number of people who find it very difficult to trust themselves, to trust their intuition, to trust their gut feeling, to trust who they are. So I was like, no, you know what? Actually, let's have a journal that's going to be a guideline for those who still are starting out on this journey, who still need assistance, you know. So if they can just use this journal as a guideline and to maneuver, it's going to become very easier to actually just accept who you are and trust that you are gifted. And there's nothing wrong with you.
But in that journey of self-acceptance, then comes the healing and energy journal, where you touch on trauma and inner balance, which I think is so important, because I think in this journey of spirituality, there comes a lot of nakedness. You know, there's a lot that you touch on, things that you probably didn't know you have to touch on. What kind of personal or client experiences have shaped the psychological depth of this journey?
Interesting, quite interesting. I have quite a number of clients, if I may, that are going through a divorce. They are going through a divorce and they had married before they accepted their calling. And now that they are here, it's a matter of this particular person is not going to benefit you anymore. They're not going to contribute to who you are, this new person that you are. Or in some cases, you get that the other partner is actually against these individuals. So now it's a matter of saying it needs to split. So that's rewriting what you had thought is it.
Sure. I think it's quite the process. Hey? I mean, just thinking you are going through your own personal experiences, and on top of that, you get another personal experience. And spiritual journey is one and a half. It's a journey of a lifetime. But just to go through that turmoil all at once must be a lot. Now, we also touched on dreams a bit earlier on. A lot of people dismiss dreams as something that's very random, yet you have created an entire journal dedicated to dream interpretation. Why do you believe dreams are spiritually significant?
With dreams, dreams is most a reflection of what? Your subconscious, right? So in other words, you are still, your mind is still active, even when you're sleeping. For example, just to give a typical example, I had a dream about an interview. Oh. Had I dismissed it, yes, all right? Had I dismissed it and said, but whatever, I probably would have even said no when my publisher told me about it. So you need to take note of what the other side, or people on the other side, spirits from the other side rather, are telling you in your subconscious. Don't dismiss it.
Okay, that is quite interesting. But you know, this is something that a conversation that I had with my producer off air, and we were speaking about the significance of dreams. How do I know that I am dreaming about something of significance, or if I'm dreaming about something because I'm probably thinking about it too much, either consciously or unconsciously?
So what the journal also does, the dream journal, to be quite specific, it also helps you understand whether you are dreaming as a result of maybe something you were watching, or as a result of something that's stressing you, a stressor, right? So if it's something that has been weighing heavy on you, you're most likely going to dream about it, and you'd know. But with a dream that's very detailed and it's clear, you know what had happened from this, from the start right through to the end. And you know that with you wouldn't just dream about something like that, you know. So you need to pay attention to such dreams.
It's quite interesting. Yeah. And I think we'd take the whole day, but the beauty of radio is time, and we're running out of time. What do you hope people take away from using your journals, especially those who may feel spiritually disconnected or very emotionally overwhelmed?
I would rather say that never try to fit in. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with having gifts, right? Gifts differ. There's nothing wrong with having a gift. Accept who you are and run with your God-given gift.
Run with your God-given gift. And thank you for running with your God-given gifts.
Oh, thank you so much
for coming on to the show. This has been quite interesting. We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Where can people get the book, actually, or rather the journals, just before I let you go?
Oh, okay. You can either send us a WhatsApp message on 062-632- mm-hmm. 0133, or you can simply send me a DM on either TikTok or Instagram. Asanda Dlamini underscore official on TikTok, and then Instagram would be Asanda full stop Dlamini 14.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on to the show. Wishing you all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's Rise FM mid mornings. Let's connect with ourselves, with our emotional selves. Very important to know who you are so you know where you're going, right? It's Rise FM mid mornings. Thank you very much for choosing us today. Third and final hour. Time flies when you're having fun, man. It's Rise FM.